Check out the NPR One app for your phone. Use it to listen to Alt Latino. And it's a great way to find tons of new shows and news from your local stations. Great hand-curated podcasts and stories are always ready when you are on NPR One. Find it on your app store, NPRONE. For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. Felix Contreras is away, and I invited a friend of the show's to join us. Isabelia Herrera is the music editor for the online magazine Remezcla.com. Isabelia?
Thank you for having me, Jasmine. It's good to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Finally, we're together in the same New York studio.
Yes.
And you brought a list today to share with us of Latin music collectives, is that right?
Correct. Collectives from Latin America specifically.
And we're going to talk about what a music collective is, why it's important in Latin America. But first, let's get into the music. What are we hearing right now?
We're listening to Voy by Emobs. He's a Chilean producer who's part of Nafi.
Cool. Isabelia, what is a music collective and why is it important in Latin America?
Well, I feel like in Latin America specifically, collectives kind of form when a group of musicians come together, different creators, artists, maybe directors too, kind of in response to maybe a music industry that isn't receptive to what they're doing. It's kind of like pooling resources, maybe in a way that the industry doesn't give them.
So you're a music editor, and I want to ask you this question. Do you think the music industry in Latin America is any less impenetrable than in the U.S.?
Good question. I mean, I'm not. I think maybe certain genres in the industry are...
Like pop is a bigger monster, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And there's maybe less room to kind of destabilize that for certain people trying to make different kinds of music. But, I mean, I think there's similar... enough structures that it's hard.
So tell me about this collective.
So Nafi is a collective and a label based out of Mexico City, actually, but they have artists all from across Latin America on the roster. And they actually started as a party series about 6 years ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That seems to be a model that a lot of these collectives follow, right?
It is. Okay. A lot of them start out throwing their own club nights, and then it kind of becomes a bigger project.
That reminds me of like Zizek in Argentina, ZZK.
Oh, yeah.
They used to
exactly.
like have their night and mm-hmm. then they have their DJs and it's a sound and a vibe.
Exactly. So, yeah, Nafi has been having a pretty big year between last year and this year. They had a museum residency at Museo Jumex in Mexico City.
Which is an awesome museum.
It's like a contemporary art museum there. I've never been there, actually.
It's kind of amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they played South by Southwest. They were playing New York's Red Bull Music Academy. And they've just been having a really good year, kind of like showing their slice of the club scene in Mexico to the rest of the world. So
that's awesome. It does sound very Mexico City, like this relentless beat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is awesome and sometimes exhausting.
And I think it's like...
I'm having visions of myself coming back home in Mexico City and being like... I need to sleep.
Yeah. I think they also have that. They kind of take the trend in club music of like making dembow and kind of just playing with it and totally recontextualizing it and deconstructing it as much as they can.
So and for listeners who, come on, guys, like, do this in not Latino or what? What is dembo?
Dembo? Well, the dembo rhythm originally is from Jamaica, actually, and it's kind of the framework for reggaeton.
Uh-huh,
that,
right.
That is, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So it's like that slower reggaeton, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm.
And this song, I mean, we hear it sped up a lot and kind of like totally deconstructed, as I said. So
it's crazy how that one rhythm like spawned so many other, you know, like it went from Jamaica to Panama, mm-hmm, through the construction of the canal, then to Puerto
then
Rico.
To Puerto Rico, exactly.
That's a whole other story.
And now it's in Mexico City. And it sounds like perreo in an alternate dimension.
I love that. Perreo in an alternate dimension.
Exactly.
Hmm. What do we have next?
Up next, we're going to listen to Para Que Sepas by Deborah Blues from Puerto Rico.
How would we translate Para Que Sepas? So you know?
So that you know?
So that you know.
I guess.
Yeah. I love this song.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's really beautiful.
Let's check it out.
Por ti aprendí mil lecciones. Me he reflejado en tus acciones. Perdoné tus errores. Pero bien, baby, tú sabes bien, quiero que sepas bien, quiero que sepas bien, quiero que sepas bien, si me hace daño, te juro, te hago daño, si me hace daño, te juro, te hago daño, si me hace daño, te juro. Yo fui tuya y tú fuiste del mundo. Y que respire mientras yo me hundo. Profundo, profundo en el mal de tus mentiras. No fue hasta hace poco, hasta los otros días, que me di cuenta de cómo era la vida. Y me siento ya mejor haciendo lo que tú hacías. Anoche fue tu cuerpo y manché el carro, mala mía, mi vida. Ey. Si se te encoge poco a poco tu hombría. Si se te encoge poco a poco tu hombría. Quiero que sepas bien. Como Dios manda y que no tenga miedo en marcarme todas las nalgas, que con calma, sin prisa, que si nos cogen, que si nos cogen, se lo hicimos en la cara y de espalda, que de bien duro así como Dios manda y que no tenga miedo en marcarme todas las nalgas, que con calma, sin prisa, que si nos cogen. Sepas bien, baby, tú sabes bien, quiero que sepas bien, quiero que sepas bien, quiero que sepas bien, si me hace daño, te juro, te hago daño, si me hace daño, te juro, te hago daño, si me hace daño, te juro, te hago daño, si me hace daño, te hiciste daño, si me hace daño. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like assertive, because she's telling a guy, like, I want you to know what's going on, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And she's kind of, I think there's a line in there that she's like, oh, I'm sorry that, like, you feel emasculated yeah, by this.
It totally is, like, exactly.
It's assertive, but it's also really chill, which makes it feel almost, like, stronger.
Yeah, that contradiction is very powerful.
Right, like, she's, like, speaking very calmly to this dude. She's not yelling.
Yeah.
Which is, like, when you know there's trouble, right? When, like, your significant other or you're like, remember when your mom would speak to you very calmly and you'd be like, oh, I'm actually really in trouble.
Yeah,
right,
that's when you know it's real.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me a little bit more about her.
Yeah, so Deborah Blues is from Carolina, Puerto Rico, and she's kind of the newest member of this collective called La Ciudad, which was actually founded by someone we've talked about before on the show, Alvaro Diaz.
Oh, I yeah, love Alvaro.
Mm-hmm. He's another Puerto Rican rapper, and they started La Ciudad kind of as a response to how reggaeton-centric Puerto Rico's music industry was. So, you know, there wasn't necessarily anyone who was supporting the kind of hip-hop that they were making, and so they started their own movement. And now it's a clothing label, you know, they have a production house, they make all their own videos, and I think they have their own creative agency, too.
There's such a cool creative scene in Puerto Rico right mm-hmm, now, you know, mm-hmm, like such a cool independent, and very, like it's very solid, like there's, they have, the scene has a lot of solidarity with one and another, you know, like it's not as segregated as the music scene is here. Like,
yeah.
The indie kids really support the hip hop
and
kids.
And the, like, you'll see like punk kids going to hip hop shows too. I love that.
Yeah,
you don't really find that here very often, I think.
No, I think it's like by virtue of being from a small island, that's like the scene is struggling. The island is struggling, right? And
exactly.
Like they're just so, there's so much creative solidarity. I like that.
100%.
Tell me what else you brought.
So up next, we have a mix called No Back to the 90s. It's part of a longer mix. I think it's about 20 minutes by Tayana. She's one of the founders of the Yedra Party in Buenos Aires. And it has some pretty interesting samples of political speeches in there. So keep an eye out for that.
Starts off with a speech from my president.
Ol Macri.
La Argentina es un colador. Cualquiera del Paraguay, de Bolivia, de Perú, entra como cualquiera sobre su casa, por su casa, pum, y se instala en algún lugar de Argentina, preferentemente el conurbano o las villas de la capital.
Es una dictadura lo que estamos viviendo. lo que estamos viviendo.
We'll be right back.
It seems like a lot of these collectives, they're also really into fashion design.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. This one, you know, they pretty much just started talking about how they want to go into fashion design and other creative projects like documentaries and things like that. So it's pretty cool.
And this is a really interesting mix. I mean, they definitely have a very political vibe.
So La Ñapa is this hip-hop trio, and they're part of Mitteldico, which is actually a label and collective from Santiago. And it's kind of cool because I think in the DR, you know, as the indie scene is growing, indie hip-hop and the electronic scene as well, it's mostly based in the capital. You know, that's where the most resources are. But I think
In Santo Domingo,
exactly. And I think it's pretty interesting that they're from Santiago and they're kind of repping the smaller city.
Yeah.
The second city.
It would be like the Baltimore to your Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
And I think they're, it's cool that they're, you know, especially focusing on hip hop in the DR's emerging scene, indie scene, because I think the last time we were on the show, actually, we talked about how the indie scene is kind of just growing now in the past few years. And it's really wonderful to see it like blossom.
I think like really the apogee, the climax of like the issue of racism that we have as a society, which, you know, I will never shy away from talking about what a problem, you know, my country has with that. And in the 90s, you know, this was like a really big theme. Like, we don't want other Latin Americans here. We're a little piece of Europe that just mysteriously broke away. We're not, you know, there was this vibe. And I think I am always really proud of, you know, young artists and newer generations that are speaking up against that and saying, you know, I'm not interested in that rhetoric. That is categorically untrue, that we are a white country or that we are a European country or that we're, you know, we should be getting along with Latin America.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's so great that Yedra is doing it in the context of nightlife. Like, it's not really what you would expect, right? You know, they, like I said, they started as a party back in 2013. And, you know, they kind of envision the club as this place for people of all races and all genders and classes to come together. And that's something that's definitely in response to maybe this idea of racism.
Yeah, and the club is actually a really interesting place. I mean, all those kids that came in, or their parents, through the quote-unquote colander, which it was the same as here in the U.S., you know, like very cheap labor, right? But those kids grew up, or those parents had kids, and they ended up going to the clubs with everyone else from Argentina and really influencing the sound, you know? Like, I grew up on cumbia because I grew up in a neighborhood with a lot of Peruvians and Bolivians.
Yeah.
Immigration in Argentina did really change the sound. So I agree. I think it's amazing that she's doing this about the nightlife.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Okay, so from Argentine politics to Dominican politics. You're Dominican American, right?
I am Dominican. I was born in Chicago, but both my parents are from Santiago.
So. Okay. So you'll have to explain what this song is all about. First of all, it's a really, really sexy and sensual beat in which the singer promises to be like a good election, like a good candidate.
Yeah.
And you should vote for him. He will be your Felix Bautista. Who's Felix Bautista?
So the character of Felix Bautista, he's a Dominican senator who's kind of been involved in a few corruption scandals. A few.
Oh, okay.
Being more than four.
Okay.
Most recently, you know, it was the election, general election in the Dominican Republic, and he was kind of involved with some of the, well, he's accused of being involved with some of the election fraud that happened there. And so it's kind of a witty, the song is pretty witty, taking this, you know, politician who's been accused of corruption and flipping it into a romantic context.
So, like, why would a woman want you to be her Felix Bautista?
Yeah, maybe because he's sly and promises a lot of stuff.
Oh, got it. Okay, right. Promises.
Potentially.
Okay, let's check out this song and then talk a little bit about the collective.
Cuento contigo y tú puedes, sin dudar, contar siempre conmigo. Gracias.
Tú eres más falsante que Quique y aprende contigo. Mami, apuesta al cambio y quédate conmigo. Soy un candidato limpio, de eso tengo testigo. No soy como el MVP que regaló el partido. Dame oído, que no sea un escáner el que decida. Puedo ser la democracia o dictadura pasiva. En verdad, yo me vuelvo lo que tú me pidas. Te ganaste una botella por estar en mi vida.
So what's really interesting is he's talking about, like, you know, ni pico de pollo, ni una botella de ron, mm-hmm. like all these things, I can't buy your heart with them. But he's kind of making a joke about how politicians in Latin America will buy you a bottle of rum in exchange for your vote.
He's definitely alluding to some of the fraud that happened in the election, where people's votes were sold for $20, you know, just like, or a bag of food, like something that simple. And it's, yeah, that's why it's so witty, because he's taken the election metaphor
really far.
All the way. Exactly.
Tell me about this collective.
So La Ñapa is this hip hop trio, and they're part of Mi Telico, which is actually a label and collective from Santiago. And it's kind of cool because I think in the DR, you know, as the indie scene is growing, indie hip hop and the electronic scene as well, it's mostly based in the capital. You know, that's where the most resources are. But I think
in Santo Domingo,
exactly. And I think it's pretty interesting that they're from Santiago and they're kind of repping the smaller city,
yeah.
The second city.
I love this song, and I love that you came today. Again, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jasmine. Thank you for having me.
Isabelia Herrera is the music editor and the music todóloga. She does everything at remezcla.com. It's an online magazine about Latin music, Latin culture. It's so awesome. You guys should check it out. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst. Felix Contreras will be back next week. Come back, Felix. This has been Alt Latino.
Soy tu ladrón, tu Felix el gato. Soy tu ladrón, tu Felix el gato.
Mami, olvídate del tollo y de la impunidad. Yo sé que el picapollo es tu debilidad. Dame tu corazón, dame tu identidad. Quédate conmigo 4 años más. 4 años más, 4 años más, 4 años más.
Before we go, we want to tell you about a brand new podcast from NPR. It's called Noteworthy. Somewhere between the spark of a great melody and the top of the charts, there's a lot of work, and every musician, even the stars, have to do it. How does a musician sit down and write music? Journey into the creative process of stars like Alicia Keys and Miguel with Noteworthy, an intimate new documentary video series from NPR Music. Watch new episodes on Wednesday at npr.org/noteworthy.